Tanya for the 29th of Tammuz is in Egedes HaTshuva, Chapter 11, Perek Yud Aleph, on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 382. We are two-thirds of the way down. The line begins Uben Midas. That's at the period. The Alter Rebbe is saying that part of the joy that a person feels in the tshuva ilah, in the higher level of tshuva, which goes along with the feeling of sadness, sadness in one part of the heart, joy in the other part of the heart, part of the joy is that he is confident in God's forgiveness, because immediately upon asking for forgiveness, God gives the forgiveness. Let's continue on. Ma Hashem mishapchem u'mevorchem es Hashem chanun hamar belisleyach hamar bedaike. The praise God by saying that he forgives constantly rather than as immediately. So what is the praise in the abundance of forgiveness? U'kameshekosuv be'ezra, and as he writes in Ezra. What does he write in Ezra? We find in Ezra the story that many people, even among the leaders of the Jews, had taken non-Jewish wives, and we find there that although it was a sin, not of a group of people, not of the entire people, but of individuals, and we don't find there that a tzaddik prayed for them, or intervened on their behalf, or brought a korban, or did anything to gain them forgiveness. All they did was ask for forgiveness, and they were forgiven. So we see from there that God's forgiveness exists on a level where, without any particular virtue, without any particular merit, when an individual asks for forgiveness for a very severe sin, and he has only himself to rely on, he doesn't have the merit of the many, of the community, even so, God forgives. And that comes not from the level of marbelis leyach, but comes from the level of zavlis leyach. Zavlis leyach means the master of forgiveness. Now, zav over here doesn't mean numbers, great number of forgiveness, like zav, but rather zav as zav yavit soyer. It means the master of forgiveness. Haino shebemid as baser v'dom, in a human being, im yachte ish v'ish, ubikish mimenu mechilo mochalei, if a person sins against another person and asks for forgiveness, and the person forgives him. V'acha kachoza l'suzei, and then he repeats the same sin again, koshom me'eid sheyimchalei shenis. It is very difficult for the person to forgive him a second time. And of course, it is more difficult the third and fourth time. But with God, there is no difference to God between once or a thousand times. And in the story of Ezra, the marrying non-Jewish women was not only a one-time thing, but generation after generation in Golos were committing this sin. And yet when they asked for forgiveness, they were immediately forgiven. So we see that there is a kind of a sin that is forgiven immediately upon asking. And that's because God is forgiving like a human being should be forgiven. Then there's forgiveness that comes for two or three times, three or four times. And that we see every day. Because every day we ask God to forgive us three or four times. Three times in the davening, because in each Shemoneh Esrei we ask God to forgive us, so that's three times. And then in the morning when we daven Shacharis, we're asking God to forgive us for the night before. Which means that even after the third time of asking for forgiveness, we again sinned. And so we have to ask forgiveness a fourth time for the previous day. So we see that there's forgiveness three and four times. But And that's the level of marbe l'sloyach. Because for a human being, that would already be very difficult to forgive three or four times. But with God, there's also a third level, and that is zav l'sloyach. And on that level, one time and a thousand times is the same thing. And the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe, picks the number a thousand times, because in the course of the year, we ask God to forgive us a thousand times. Three times a day, 365 days in the year, so it's approximately a thousand times in the course of the year. Also, the word Aleph and the word Eleph are very similar, because one and a thousand are the same to God. A thousand being the completeness of all numbers, the most complete of all numbers, and therefore after a thousand you go back to one again. It's like starting all over. So one and a thousand, Aleph and Eleph are similar. Why is it that by God the forgiveness is so abundant? Because the forgiveness comes from God's attribute of compassion, and God's attributes are not limited, they're not finite. Ela bebechinas ein seif, they are infinite. Kamesha kosov ki leicholu rachamov, as it says, for his compassion is endless, have no end. So we have the level of forgiveness that is immediate, which is necessary for a human being as well to be that forgiving. Then there's a level of marbilis layach, and then there's a level of kilei cholu rachamot. Gabi b'chinas ein seif, and compared to infinity, ein hefesh klal bein misperkot legodol, concerning an infinite amount of compassion, to the infinity there is no difference at all between a small number and a large number. The because all numbers are equally insignificant, and the great and the small are equal. And therefore God forgives us every year, year after year. For all the sins that we ask for forgiveness in the Al-Chet, in the davening of Yom Kippur, every year, even though we again committed those sins, we repeated the sins, we again ask forgiveness in the coming Yom Kippur, and again we're forgiven, and so on, forever. And it's not only annually, year after year, but it's true also of every day. Three times a day we are forgiven, as we say the bracha three times a day. As the Gemara tells us, that the davening is to replace the sacrifices, the daily sacrifices that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash. And with this, the Alter Rebbe wants to explain, since there is a higher level of forgiveness, the level of Rav L'Slayach, the level of Kilei Cholu Rachamov, why then do we say in the davening, Chanun HaMarbe L'Slayach? Marbe L'Slayach is the forgiveness that comes three, four times, but it's not endless. So the Alter Rebbe says, it's because the davening does not come to bring forgiveness. For great sins, a great sin has to be forgiven from a higher level of forgiveness, a higher level of compassion, from the Rav L'Slayach, from the Kilei Cholu Rachamov. But in the davening, which is to replace the daily sacrifices, Tomid Shoshachar, Hayim Achapir Alaveres HaLaylo, that the morning sacrifice was to bring forgiveness for the sins of the past night. The Tomid Shobein HaRabayim, and the daily sacrifice of the evening was to bring forgiveness Al Shoyim for the sins that were committed during the day. And so it was day after day forever. But the forgiveness that it brought was forgiveness for the failure to perform a positive mitzvah. And so for that, you don't need the level of Rav L'Slayach, of Kilei Cholu Rachamov, of endless forgiveness, infinite forgiveness, you need only the level of marbe lisleach, that he can forgive more than once, whereas by a human being, more than once is difficult. It's only that Yom Kippur brings forgiveness for severe sins. And the daily sacrifice, which is a karban oilo, brings forgiveness for the failure to do positive mitzvahs. And so, v'chein ha'tfila b'zman hazeh im ha'tshuva kenal. The same is true of the davening today, which replaces the sacrifices. So when we daven and do tshuva, that it brings forgiveness for smaller sins, but not for the great sins. And that's why we say only hamar b'lislayach, and not kilecholu rachamot. Now a question might be asked, if a person sins and does tshuva, isn't that saying, I will sin and do tshuva? In other words, it is insincere if he's going to continue to sin and do tshuva. And concerning that kind of behavior, we are told that if a person says, I will sin and do tshuva, that he's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. So the Alter Rebbe says, "V'ein ze echteva oshuv." This is not the case, the circumstance in which one is saying, "I will sin and do tshuva," at which time we're told that the tshuva is not effective, or you don't have an opportunity for tshuva. Ki haynu, when is it a case of echteva oshuv? Dafki shebishas hachet. It's only when a person at the time of the sin would have controlled his Yetzer Hara and would have not sinned, other than for the fact that he relied in his heart on the tshuva that he can eventually do, and that gave him the motivation to do the sin. It was only because of the promise of the tshuva that he allowed himself to do the sin, and without the thought of tshuva, he would have been able to control the Yetzer Hara, would not have sinned. Then we say that if he sinned because he relied on tshuva, then the tshuva will not help. In that case, the tshuva actually contributed to his sinning, and therefore ein maspikim, then he's not given the opportunity to do tshuva. Why? Because the tshuva caused the sin. How could it then, the same tshuva, bring forgiveness? A thing can't be good and evil. If it's good, it's not evil. If it's evil, it's not good. Here, the tshuva was used for evil. So that tshuva is already ruined. It can't be used for forgiveness. Av gamzeis, and even then, even in the case where the person is saying echteva oshuv, I will sin because I can do tshuva. Not only I will sin and does tshuva afterwards, but he says that he will sin only because he knows that he can do tshuva. And then we're told that he's not given an opportunity. So even then, it's only an opportunity that he is not given. Ein maspikin dafke. Aval im dochak v'nischazik v'nisgaber al yitzvei. But if he was stubborn and he forced himself and he overcame his yetzer hara and he did tshuva, even though he wasn't given opportunities, mekablim tshuva, so his tshuva is accepted. Aval onu, but in our case, it's not echteva oshuv. Vakshim b'chol yem slach lonu, when we ask every day for God's forgiveness, that he should forgive us for our sins, onu makdimim levakesh, we first ask, v'hachizireinu b'tshuva shleima lefanecha. Before asking for forgiveness, we first ask God to help us do a complete tshuva. And what does a complete tshuva mean? It means that I will not again commit the sin. So I'm asking God to help me not repeat the sin. And the same is true with every year on Yom Kippur when we ask for forgiveness. We first ask that God should help us not commit the sin again. So it's not like we're doing the sin and relying on the tshuva, we don't want to do the sin. Then, in this case, maspikim umaspikim. There, in this case, God gives us opportunity after opportunity to do tshuva. Kimay merezal, concerning our tshuva, the Gemara says, Habo l'tayim mesayinese, that when one comes to be purified, he is helped from above. And it says, Habo daike, when one comes to be purified, he's not yet purified. Miyad shebo, immediately when he reproaches, when he comes to do tshuva, to be purified, he is helped. V'ilozeis, gam haslicha v'hamechila imiyad. And therefore, the forgiveness and the pardon are also given immediately. In the Hayyim Yayim for the 29th of Tammuz, the Rebbe writes that a note was found in the handwriting of the Tzemach Tzedek, and the content of the note was that he had resolved to study for 6 hours every night. Standing up, he was going to study Nigra, and that, thank God, he had fulfilled that resolution, and in the course of those hours of study, he had completed the entire Shas, the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and the four Chalokim of the Shulchan Aruch, all of them in depth.